Meanwhile, y'all, I thought they would wait till the election was over to start in full on with the pro-pedophile stuff. It was picking up for a while there, but then we got too close to the election. You started seeing publications like USA Today, New York Times, Washington Post normalize the idea of, hey, pedophiles are actually good people. They just have an orientation they can't control. And we need to feel sorry for them. We need to have sympathy for them. We need to not say mean things about them. Well, meet Dr. Lindsay Doe, who apparently did not get the memo about waiting until after the election to normalize pedophilia. And we're seeing this going on in California, too, where the legislature's been moving bills to decriminalize sex trafficking with minors. In other words, take it from felony to misdemeanor, or they're killing bills that would up it from misdemeanor to felony that Republicans are filing. They're very protective of sex trafficking children in particular. That's one side of it. On the other hand, you have Dr. Lindsay Doe, who has over a million subscribers on TikTok. Here she's pushing her website, virtuouspedophiles.com. This is where they're going. I told you, take a listen.
It's short for virtuous pedophiles. Not virtuous as in they're better than everyone because they're attracted to children, but virtuous like having moral standards and a sexual orientation that they have no control over, like the rest of us. Before you get all worked up, I'm talking about pedophilia, not child molestation or rape. Pedophilia is the sexual attraction to children. It's a paraphilia. There's a link to more information about it in the description, videos I've made in the past explaining the kind of human diversity and development. Molestation and rape are different. These are abusive actions that often have nothing to do with attraction. Many child abusers are actually sexually attracted to adults, but they act out on children. Meaning you probably don't object to pedophiles because you're compassionate and rational, but you may loathe child molesters and rapists because they violate people. I personally try not to judge either.
Including the child rapists. It goes downhill from there. The problem is, she's popular. She's also a medical doctor. Over a million followers. Dr. Lindsay Doe. You're going to hear a lot more of that after the election, particularly if she wins, because it's where they're going next. It's literally where they're going. Headline, New York Post. It's a warning from the Border Patrol, a desperate warning. Kids as young as 8 are drugged and trafficked into the U.S. by smugglers posing as their parents. They come armed with birth certificates for multiple kids to whom they are not related. Border Patrol sources told the Post they're observing increasing numbers of smugglers posing as family units in order to move these drugged children through. Wonder where they're going. I'm betting it's those apartments Tren de Aragua has taken over.